CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HK. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this night is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on their frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HK. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HK.
KX, KK4JBQ with an announcement.
Know what you're going to announce, and I already got that scheduled. If you want to go ahead, though,
I'll leave it in your hands. KK4JBQ. I'll get in my right group then.
Announce it. If it's not the same one, please let me know, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Tonight we have a special day today, and I hope he is here with us. I have tried to make arrangements with his daughter for that, so hopefully he's listening. But today is Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ. Today is his 100th birthday. So if Eddie is listening, I would like for him to come on in here so that we can wish him a happy birthday and make sure he's here. And if everybody will, when you check in, take the time to wish him a happy birthday, because he is the centennial today, and that is an honor to make it that far. And I'd like to honor him for his accomplishments and everything he's done throughout his life. So I'm going to throw out a call for Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ. Please call KO4HKX. Obviously, he's not here yet. His daughter said they were out of town this weekend, and she would try to have him here to check in with us. So if not, we can still wish him a happy birthday, and then we can play it back for him later. For Eddie, please don't hesitate to do that. But be respectful and keep it short. That way we can get through the net in a timely manner. But with that, I will go ahead and get started with the roll call. We will now begin. And Larry, is that your announcement?
You nailed it. Thank you. KK4JBQ.
All right. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will start tonight with our pre-net check-ins, and we have quite a few of them tonight. So first there is Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, and he is down in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we have Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and that makes it home down in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Next is Mr. Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Then we've got Mr. Don, KG4PFI, out of Piedmont. And he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont also, obviously. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KX4YM, and he's down there in Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, and he's up here in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Landon, KG4WNP, down in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Then we've got Mr. Bill, KC4W, and he is down there in Anderson. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins, and we don't have any Echolink stations. So we're going to try one more time and see if Eddie's there yet. W4NTQ, W4NTQ, please call KO4HKX. Nothing being heard there. We will begin our RF check-ins, and tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha 2 Delta. Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, and if Eddie's listening, happy birthday, Mr. Eddie. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
RHKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KX, please check in, dude, November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, negative and negative, and happy birthday to Eddie.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Resume Internet. We got a fine group here to start off with. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he is our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, that made the home down there in Easley. And Joy, Gary, please tell Joy that Elise and I said hello. And good to hear you today, or good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they make their home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they bring in their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and she's down there in Ware Shoals. And Rick, thank you for stopping by and checking in the family. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dude, N4AZE, and he is down there in Easley. And Dude, I hope you and Miss Vicky had a good weekend, and thank you for stopping by here and checking in tonight. I do appreciate that. And with that, we will try one more time, Alpha 2 Delta, Alpha 2 Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're moving on up to the Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, and happy birthday to Eddie. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN and Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative.
If you would, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, David in Easley, South Carolina, and I'll be in and out tonight, and thank you for running the net.
Please check in. KQ4PRS, Kilo, Quebec 4, Papa Romeo, Sierra, Calvin and Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KX, in and out, Kilo Mike 4, Echo Foxtrot Tango, Shannon and Hendersonville. And I remember Eddie used to check into my Simplex net. And if he does hear this, he said something about playing it back for him later. I'm starting the Henderson County Simplex net up again. I was inspired by the hurricane to start it again. And it's going to be on Tuesday nights at 8:30 p.m. on 146.580. It's starting on Tuesday, October 29th.
Some information on Miss Shannon's net.
Miss Shannon, you still there?
Go ahead. Did I need to say it again?
I was not ready to write that down, but if you could, that way everybody's got a chance to get them pencil and paper and get that information down, because I think everybody will really want to try that. And quick question, is that going to be FM or is that going to be sideband?
FM, but anybody that wants to try sideband after we do FM, I love sideband, so we can do that too.
I just wanted to make that clarification for everybody, because I know you used to do it on sideband, if I remember correctly, what I've been told is correct.
For now, I just want it to be FM, so maybe some new people, you know, who don't have that much equipment, At least, you know, the first part of it, I know I'm going to end up wanting to do sideband, so other people want to do it if they want to. So I'm just saying the first part of it, the main part of it is going to be FM 146.580. And then, you know, after people check in and we're done with that part, we could try other stuff. So, yeah, so anyway, Tuesday nights at 8:30 on 146.580, and I'm located about 4 miles northeast of Hendersonville, off 64.
This is KO4HX, net control. And just so I verify I've got the information correct, that frequency is 146.580. The mode is FM. It is Tuesday night at 8:30, and it will start October the 29th.
Hope to hear you guys on there. KM4EFT back to net.
And I do appreciate that, and I look forward to the challenge on that, because it will definitely be a challenge up here in these mountains, but it will be very, very interesting to see who we can hear and who we cannot hear.
Simplex net, correct?
On that.
Okay, KM4 Golf Zulu Golf, back to you.
KO4HX and a Blue Ridge Team Internet. All right, let me recognize this group here, and then we'll double-check with everybody and make sure they got that information. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, and he's up there in Candler. And, Harry, good to hear you tonight. And quick question for you. Are you going to make the trip down to Stone Mountain?
Fish KS, KC4EZN. It'll be a negative on that, Patrick.
I'm just trying to figure out who to keep an eye out for. I didn't want you sneaking up on me.
Hey.
Well, good to hear you tonight, Harry. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Calvin, KQ4PRS. And Calvin, I did not get your location, but I assume it's down in Greenville.
So I'm in Pendleton, South Carolina. I am mobile.
Pendleton, South Carolina. Thank you for coming back with that information, Calvin. And thank you for checking in with me tonight. That's the first time you've checked in with me, so I will have to get my computer updated and get you in the logs here. But thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Shannon, KM4EFT, and she was one of my superstars during the net for the hurricane. She put some feet on the end of this radio and went and checked on a couple people for us. And glad to hear her back in here on the radio. I've heard a lot about that 2-meter net she used to run, but I'm glad she's starting it back up. I think it will be very interesting to get that going. And for anybody that did not get that information earlier, I'll have it wrote down here, and that frequency is 146.580. The mode will be FM. That is Tuesday night at 8:30 on October the 29th. It will be starting, and we will have it she will have it every Tuesday night after that. So looking forward to that, and if you need any information on that or any feels on that later on, I've got it wrote down, and I can relay you that information. Good copy on all that. With that, we're going to try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Treating everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. In 4H and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
All right, this is KO4HKX of Blue Ridge Team Internet, and Echo Link, I see you over there. Let me recognize this group, and then I'll be over there to you. We'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC, and he is down there in Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, and he is down there in Taylor's also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDD, JW, and he's over here in Brevard, not too far from me. And Ed, good to hear you tonight. All you gentlemen, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And then we're going to pause right here and get our Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative and negative. KA4PQA.
KO4HKX, the Brewers 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. He makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with us on the Echo Link. Do appreciate that. And with that, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, from this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, so it's 73s for each one of you.
X. Good evening, Patrick. Rest of the net, this is Kevin in Etowah, KW4KWS. Please check me in and out, Patrick. And it was good to see you yesterday, brother. I'll be listening. KW4KWS, over.
For HKX and Blue H2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he's over there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you have a good week at school, back at school this week with the kids. Or have y'all gone back yet?
We've had a whole week already. Well, went last Tuesday in a whole week, so everything went really good. Kids were glad to get back. Everything transitioned really, really smoothly. And, of course, we had props in place for counseling or anything that was needed, and put out supply lines for anybody that still needed anything. But the kids were in good spirits. It was good to see everybody, and we had a fantastic week. KK4JFO, back to net.
This is KO4HKX. Well, James, that's really good to hear. Glad everything's settling back down over there. I know there's lots of work to be done still yet, but glad everything seems to be rolling along. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, KW4KWS, and he is just out the road from me there in Etowah. And Kevin, it was nice to put a face with a call sign and shake your hand yesterday, and look forward to doing that many more times. But thank you for stopping by here tonight and checking in with me, sir. And with that, we will try again. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Happy birthday to Eddie. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna and I would both like to wish Eddie many, many more birthdays, but especially thankful that you spent the time and keeping us entertained some part of this last year. It was fine to meet you over the air. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Patrick.
This is KO4HKX Blues Community Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN. And Ken is another one of my great helpers on the net during there. He made a couple of relays of phone calls for me because his internet stayed up longer than most people's, if not all the way through, I don't know. But he's down there in Greenville. And Ken, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping in here. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They make her home down there in Greer, and Larry, good to hear you tonight, but are you hanging around? You didn't say.
Well, I knew I was going to leave something out. Yes, I will be around, but Donna will be in and out.
All right, Larry, I got you down for comments, and I don't know what we'd ever do if Donna come in here and check y'all in.
She has done that in the past when I can get her to do it. Someday I'll tell you why Donna even has a license. KK4JBQ.
Looking forward to hearing that story. But with that, we're going to move up to Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
KX, check in out of turn. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. You see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. I hope you and, oh goodness, I've forgotten your bride's name. Anyway, I hope both of you are well. Tell her very nice. I said hello, and you all have a good evening, and thanks for calling the net. No traffic, no comment.
I'll try again. I didn't know if you got me or not. This is Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX and Blues to meet your net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, and he is up there in Fletcher. And I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week. And don't worry about forgetting my wife's name, and but it happens to be Elise, E-L-I-S-E. Don't worry about it, but I will relay your message in there. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4PLT, and he's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And Richard, I thought there might have been a double there, but I wasn't 100% sure because Ken's signal was so strong, it was hard to tell. But I appreciate you coming back in here and making sure you got checked in. That way we can get the numbers up for our nets. They've been down a little bit lately. So hopefully people will start checking in back in here with us more often. But we're going to pause right here because we've got a EchoLink station up. So EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, good evening, Patrick. Please check in KQ4QHV. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor. This is Nick, and I'm in Mobile, Alabama, and I'll be in and out. Thanks for holding the net.
This is KO4HKX and British Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, and he is down there in Mobile, Alabama. And, Nick, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you have a good trip, whatever is going on down there, and stay safe in your travels. But appreciate you checking in with me tonight. And with that, we will try one more time. Mike Dupapa, Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
Out Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot. That's KM4NAF. The name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
KO4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Also wishing Ned a happy 100th birthday.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Brock, KM4NAF, and he is down there in Gaffney. And Brock, good to hear you tonight. And you got a good signal coming in from Gaffney over there. Do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB. And he is down there in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, good to hear you. Been a while since I've heard you on a repeater. So I hope everything's been going okay. And you can get back in here on a regular basis. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR. November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Happy birthday to Mr. Eddie for his 100th birthday, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Hey there, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Happy birthday, Eddie. Thank you for your service. And hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, N0TR. Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful weekend and you don't have too many lumps on your head from the broomstick. And then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, and he is down there in Liberty. And Chris, I got your text message earlier. I hope the message went through. I was kind of busy, and I don't remember if I hit send on it or not. But I do appreciate everything you and your church have been doing to help out during this time. Thank you for everything you've been doing. And relayed the message down to the church for me. Everything has been very well used, and we're very grateful for it. With that, we'll try again. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Whiskey 4 Sierra Oscar Echo. Sean and Greer. Negative and negative.
Please check in November 4. Romeo Lima Fox Strike. And for RLS, Roger in Seneca. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Sean, W4SOE, down there in Greer. And Sean, good to hear you tonight. And Sean was another great help during the net. He actually come up and helped me get things set up a little bit. And appreciate him and Michelle donating a bunch of hand-knitted sweaters, hats, just a plethora of stuff. And that was all well loved and appreciated. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Roger, N4RLF, and he is down there in Seneca. And Roger, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping in here. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try again. Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Uniform to Zulu. Uniform to Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hello to you and Elise, everyone on the net, and happy birthday to Eddie if he's listening. 100 years, happy birthday. And also please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, but I'll be around for a comment.
Fresh KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Ms. Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Happy birthday to Mr. Eddie. And hope everyone has a wonderful evening.
So for HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, there's another one of our great helpers during the Hurricane Net, and good friend, Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. He makes his home down there in Cleveland. And Shane, I hope you and Miss Beth had a wonderful weekend. And I got word about some good news for you, but I won't spoil it for you. So I'll leave it alone. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. They made a home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thank you for bringing the family in here. I do appreciate it. And with that, we will try again. Uniform to Zulu, Uniform to Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX, please check in Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victor, KJ4YEV. This is Al in Gastonia, North Carolina. Good evening to everybody on the net, and I'll be in and out.
This is KO4HKX Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Al, KJ4YEV, down there over there in Gastonia. And Al, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. And as usual, you got a good signal coming in here from Gastonia. I do appreciate you checking in with me. And with that, we will open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling in tonight. And happy birthday to W4NTQ, Eddie. 100 years. That's a fantastic achievement. Hope we're here for the second 100 years. 100 years from now, Eddie, if you're listening. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4, HKX, the Blue Stream Internet. We'd like to welcome our net control manager. That is Mr. Dave, W4DJW. And he makes his home down there in Greer. And Dave, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping in here. I do appreciate it. And I appreciate everything you do to help us out. And if you're around one day this week, got a question for you. Nothing major, just something that crossed my mind over the weekend. So we'll get up one day this week. But I do appreciate you stopping in here and checking in with me. And with that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Okay. Everyone on the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville. I did have one question, Patrick. I was trying to pass my net, goodness gracious, my net report last night, and I couldn't get the web interface to work. Do you know, do we send those over to Gary now?
Still on frequency, you can send it to him.
Okay, if I call him now?
Or your station.
AK4HR, Dave.
AK4HR, W4DJW. I'm looking at it in the log. Is it message number 157, 52 check-ins and two pieces of traffic? Is that the one?
Heck, Dave, that's it. I just didn't get the announcement, I guess, last night for some reason. I didn't realize whether it actually went in, so I probably tried to submit it twice. But if you have it, then we should be okay. Over.
Well, I've noticed since the long delay of being offline, we were offline for 8 days. And everything that booted back up after it's been running for years didn't come up exactly the same as it went down. So I found a problem with that. I was adding some new net controllers, and I found a problem with that, and I fixed it today. I'm hopeful that it continues to work with the fix, but well, time will tell. But anyway, it was a learned error. It wasn't a known error. It was one that was learned today.
Oh, no worries at all. Again, I'll try it another week or I think 2 weeks when I call the net again. So, but hopefully I'll hear it in the message tonight at the end. But again, I just wanted to make sure I had sent the net report over. So I'll go ahead and pass it back to you, and you can turn it back over to net control.
All right. Well, I appreciate you letting me know. When in doubt, better to let me know than not. Otherwise, I would have been looking you up to try and get it. Anyway, appreciate it, Mike. W4DJW, back to KO4HKX.
HKX, the Blue Stream Internet. We'd like to welcome AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike down there in Simpsonville. And Mike is one of our Saturday night net controllers, the first Saturday night of the month. And Mike, good to hear you. And thank you for calling the net last night, picking that up. I do appreciate that. Gives Gary and I a little bit of a break. We've been calling them quite a bit lately, so I do appreciate that, and good to hear you in here tonight. And with that, we will try Alpha 2 Zulu. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody, and this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on that new shiny stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
4JBQ here. Good evening, Patrick. I have had such a marvelous, well, probably 2 weeks now, listening to all the efforts hams are making throughout our region of the country. I have to say, I mean, along with everybody else, I'm sure, that I am impressed. I am impressed with the well, let's start with good neighborliness. I had a hard time saying that. Good neighborliness, thinking more of your neighbor than you do of yourself at the moment. That's what I heard a lot of people do, taking time, pushing hard, nailing down the details. Just the most impressive thing that I think I have witnessed out of other human beings, to tell you the truth. And it was all for a cause that we've been bragging about for years, you know. And finally, I think the proof is there. Hams not only are fine people, they're fine in a pinch. KK4JBQ.
KO4HKX, Blue Ridge Jim Internet. Well, Larry, it sure was something to behold. Watching neighbors put their squabbles aside and just help one. And as far as the hams stepping up, it was marvelous to watch and be a part of. That's one of the reasons I got my license, was in case of something like this, and to be a part of it and be a help. And it was something, I'm at a loss of words to describe how in awe I am of the outpouring of just willing to help and your fellow man, because it's something that's been lost over the last couple of years in our society. We've been so divided, and with everything going on, it was something to see everybody just come together, put all the pettiness aside, and help one another.
I'm just a listener to the airways myself, but that's how it sounded to me. That's exactly how it sounded. And some very capable people. People in a situation that probably they didn't feel that they were cut out for. step up and handle it mightily. I mean, just so well. I tried my best. My reception wasn't all that good through that period. But I listened for hours, as I'm sure many people did. My trouble is I couldn't catch the call signs of the people that did so much. I do recall a name, and you don't have to, you know, fill in the gaps for me or anything, but there was a Miss Vicky who was in net control during that period, and she had a grip on everything going on. And I have to say, my respect for some woman I have never met just grew and grew over the days. And then also, maybe it's because there was some coaching going on, but people were very succinct. It's a word I don't use that much, but they were right on target and knew what to do when moments really counted. Because sometimes, I'm sure everybody knows who's been in amateur radio for a while, you have a short window to get vital information through. You can't dilly-dally. You just do it, you know, step one, step two, step three. And that was going on all week. Well, anyhow, I wanted to get that out into the air. I've just been, you know, I got no reason, no cause, but I've been real proud of the people here in the South. We've always said that we looked after our own, and this just proved it to anybody who's listening. I will mention one other thing. I hope that an upcoming issue of QST has got a really fine article about how Ham stepped up and got a tough job done with a lot of help. I mean, there were folks who were not hams, and folks that might have been hams only a couple of days or a couple of weeks. I heard that kind of thing going on, stepping in and saying, "Hey, I'm here. I've not been in this hobby for long, but it looks like you guys are doing some good work." I was just amazed and proud. KK4JBQ.
I think I was amazed at all that too, and I think a lot of people realize just how capable this ancient technology, as everybody likes to call it, it still is today. When all your fancy digital stuff fails and you nothing else works, all your fiber optic and your copper lines and this, that, and the other doesn't work, good old ham radio still gets you through.
That proof is right there before us all. I promised you a story. Donna has a license because her father, Don, held that license for several years. He was licensed back, I think, around 1991. And that's why her her license was granted before mine. When he passed away, when Donna learned that she could request from the FCC his call sign, she says, well, I've got to study. I've got to get a license. I want that call. And that made me feel good, you know. He was my first elder. I like to say it that way. Some people have only one person that they can hearken back to and say that they were the most helpful, the most influential, the most inspiring. I mean, you know, that's what elders do, right? I've had so many over time who became good friends, and been around here long enough that I've lost a few of those folks. Anyhow, Donna's father was my first Elmer. He showed me what an amateur radio looked like and how it was that you connected from one point to the other and what equipment was in the middle. You know, those are all very important things to understand. And I'll never forget that evening that he took that radio out of its case and says, well, here it is. There's a lot to know about it, but if you study and get your license, you can use it too. Well, Patrick, it's been good talking to you. If there are others waiting, I don't want to keep them waiting any longer. Everyone have a good night. Everyone remember Eddie. I think when he first checked in, we were all real solid inspired that someone had reached the age of 99 and would celebrate, or very likely he would celebrate his 100th birthday in our midst. Well, he's done that now. And I'm proud of him for being around, but, you know, that didn't take a lot of effort, just good genes, perhaps, and a good constitution, for sure. And to my notion, it takes obedience to be around here that long. You know, minding your P's and Q's, knowing where the strength of all heaven comes from. Yeah. Well, Eddie, if somehow you will be listening to this, we are so proud to have you in our midst. Thank you for being there. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Patrick. Thanks again for calling the net. 73.
It's a pleasure talking to you. And yes, when Eddie told us he was 99 earlier this year, that was amazing. And when he told us his birthday was, I marked it on my calendar at that time. And I knew I would be calling the net. So I've kind of just been trying to keep up with that and make sure that we could honor somebody that could achieve that great goal. And I emailed his daughter earlier this week about being on here, and I knew they were going out of town. And she said she would try to be here, but he would probably be so tired that he wouldn't make it because he wears out so easy now. And understandably so, and that's why I say, even though he's not here, we can play it back for him. We can get the recording and send it to him and show him that he is still honored among us, and we're honored to have him here. And again, happy birthday to Mr. Eddie W4NTQ. My pleasure to call the net on your birthday. And with that, we will move on up and see if we got any more check-ins before I go to Shane. And Larry, good to talk to you tonight. Hope you and Miss Donna have a good weekend. With that, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Pause. We'll move on up to Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, N4ZLK. Good evening, Patrick. And again, happy birthday, Eddie. If you're listening, or if you hear this later, that's quite an honor. It's quite an honor to have spoken to you a couple times and to have heard you on the air many times. And I believe I've actually delivered to your house once or twice back in 2010 or so, 2012. So used to run that neighborhood all the time, and I remember going to your house and seeing the antennas in the backyard. But anyway, Patrick, hope you and Elise are doing well today. Hope you had a good weekend.
Very busy weekend. I'll let you go ahead with your news, and then I'll tell you what my day entails.
I didn't really say I had news. What makes you think I might?
You heard.
Joke around a little bit because he's listening. I wanted to announce to everybody that I'm very proud of my youngest son, Seth. He took his technician test on Saturday. And, of course, he passed it because he's my son. And we're looking forward to hearing him on the air. I don't know exactly when his call sign will come in. I had to wait 6 weeks before it showed up in the mail, before I could even get on the air. But I think now he may have it by Monday or Tuesday.
Probably get his letter for requesting the funds to give him his call sign, and then he, as soon as he does that, you'll have his call sign fairly quickly. I know it didn't take me. I had mine within like 3 days.
Great. I'm glad he's getting it quick, and I'm really proud of him. I want everybody on the air to know that, or everybody that's listening. I'm really proud of my son. I'm really proud of all of my children, of course. I've been working on him to get his license since he was in middle school, and never pressured him, just would bring it up, and he said he would do it one day, and now he has, and kept his word, and I'm really proud of him. Looking forward to talking to him on the radio. And I was going to comment on something Larry was talking about. Larry, I always enjoy hearing your stories. My very first call, I got licensed in about 91, I think, was KC4 Victor Sierra Charlie, KC4C. And my father-in-law was also my Elmer. I'd heard of ham radio, but I didn't know anything about it. And I met Beth, and then we went up to her, where she lived. I drove her home one day, where she lived up in Delaware, and met her dad. And, of course, the first thing he did was, come in this room and let me show you my radios. And she just rolled her eyes, went and talked to her mom, because she didn't want to have anything to do with it. Still not very interested in it. She appreciates it, but she's not interested in getting her license. But anyway, he was a really good man, and I miss him a lot. He passed away in 96, and when they moved down here in 1989, if you moved out of your call area, the number area, he had a 3 call, you had to change your call. It wasn't like what it is today. There was no vanity calls. And you had to, wherever you lived, you had to get a call with that area number. So when he moved down here, he had to get a 4 call, and they assigned him N4ZLK. And then he passed away in 96, and it wasn't long after that when they did the vanity program. I think within a couple of years, I was able and honored to request it. And I'm glad to have it today.
It's neat how you were able to do that, and glad that he was your Elmer, because, you know, it's good that you get along with your father-in-law like that. I wish I had a better relationship with mine. We get along, but not to that extent. And but it's an awesome story to hear about that.
Man, he had a heart attack at 21. They found out he was born with a bad heart at that time. They didn't really know. He was an early open heart surgery candidate when he was 21 years old. They They actually went in through his back, and then they kept him in the hospital for a year. They didn't want him to get up and walk, and of course you know what that means. All your muscles atrophy, and they didn't know then you need to get back up and get going. So they kept him in bed, and it just made his stay longer. And then he just struggled with that all his life. But he was a very, very thankful person, a very good man to be around, very quiet, very generous. And I wish my kids could have gotten to know him. He met my first two or three, but they were little. They weren't able to, I don't know if they even remember him, but would have loved it if he could have, you know, seen them grow up. But anyway, and, you know, also Connor, K4HNR, he's my son-in-law, so kind of got that tradition passed on too, the son-in-law tradition. So seems like the son-in-laws are more willing to take on the project of their father-in-law than sons and fathers sometimes, or at least a little quicker anyway. But anyway, I'm proud of both of them, proud of all my kids, proud of of what they do, and I know they're all busy, so taking time out for ham radio is not something I expected them to do, but it's a joy to have them in the hobby.
I have been on mine to get his license. I've tried with my wife. She started studying for a little bit, but maybe after this last incident we had here, she might try again, so we'll work on her again. I think that would be neat to be able to call her on the radio instead of having to rely on a cell phone.
And spoiled it for a lot of people because I know my kids are like, why do we need to talk on the radio? We have cell phones. So, but anyway, that's all I have. Just wanted to say that. I know Seth's listening. I love you, Seth, and I'm proud of you. And we'll talk to you hopefully on the air in a couple days. And Patrick, thanks for calling the net. And also, it was really neat. Also, like Larry was talking about, and you were talking about, it was just really special to hear how the ham radio community stuck together and came together and helped each other out. And not only did help each other out, they're still helping each other out. I mean, that's going to be a long-term effort up there in North Carolina. And I'm just really proud of being able to be part of this community. That's all I got, Patrick. I hope you and Elise have a good evening, and I'll talk to you, I'm sure, sometime this week. And I will say 73N4ZLK back to net control. Good night.
Hear you, and congratulations to Seth. I didn't want to say anything, so I wanted to make sure you had the chance to announce that. But look forward to hearing him on the air and getting to know him. So my pleasure to call the net tonight, and thank you for all you did during the Helene incident there, Hurricane. I do appreciate all the help you were in relaying that information out, text messages and phone calls to let families know they were okay. I do appreciate that. My neighbor, I've talked to him since then, and he was very, very grateful to hear that his family was okay, because there was no other way to do it. There was no way he was going to find that out anytime soon anyway. So thank you, sir. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. Pause. I assume we got everybody for tonight. It has been my pleasure to call the net, and I invite you back tomorrow night at 9 p.m. right here on this frequency and this repeater to give Mr. Duncan a good dose of Rider's Cramp. He will be calling the net tomorrow night. So I invite you back tomorrow night for that, and I will send my net report and return shortly. KO4HKX now securing the Blues 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear. ZLK, KO4HKX, you still on frequency?
Go ahead, Patrick.
To share with you, I got some good news today.
Cheers.
Kept it kind of quiet because my son and his new bride wanted it that way, but they had their wedding today at 5 o'clock, so I gained a daughter-in-law today.
That's awesome. I know you had mentioned that it was coming up, and I actually forgot about that. I'm really sorry, but congratulations. And maybe you can get her to get her ham radio license, do the whole father-in-law thing.